Hello and welcome to the second episode of What Ed Has Said with me, your host, Eddie. Now, I just want to take this moment to say thank you to everybody who's watched and everybody who's, you know, been so supportive to me, because you guys have been very supportive to me. And I'm just really grateful. I got a couple messages from you guys saying that I did a good job, that, you know, I should definitely keep doing this, that you're looking forward to what I'll do in the future. And that really touched me. And I just want to say thank you. Now, what I wanted to talk about in this episode was a certain problem that most people have that I'm willing to bet some of you can relate to, and that problem is being awkward. Now, being awkward is very common. You know, some people are more awkward than others. Me, on the other hand, you know, I struggle sometimes with social cues. You know, reading social cues isn't very isn't my strong suit, but I'm a good speaker and I can talk well. I stutter a lot and I can't really make myself make eye contact with people. It's very difficult for me, but it's whatever. Now, what I wanted to talk about with, you know, being awkward was certain situations where, you know, most people end up finding themselves, you know, walking down a hallway, you accidentally bump into someone, or you end up doing that sort of awkward little dance with them where you can't really seem to tell which direction the other person's gonna go, and you're trying your best to be very clear about it. And, you know, the worst it's ever been for me was that lasted 30 seconds. But in that sort of situation, it feels like it's lasting hours. It's terrible. It's excruciating. But then again, we've all sort of been through that. Now, another very, you know, awkward situation could probably be when you're in the middle of giving a presentation and you just start stuttering like crazy, right? And the worst experience that I have from this is, well, I was in Spanish class. I was giving a presentation. I was, in my head, I thought I had it in a bag. I was so well prepared. I rehearsed it, like, over and over again. And for the most part, it was. But halfway through, I just start stuttering like crazy. Imagine a computer system, a computer program was just glitching out, and the audio just kept looping over and over and over and over again. That's how it sounded. It sounded like I was pretending to shoot a rifle or something. Just rapid fire stutter. It was the worst. But eventually, I stopped doing that. And I went on with the presentation. And everything else went according to plan. Normal. Now, that has to be one of the most awkward situations that I have ever been in. And even more awkward is when someone's talking to you about, well, they lost a loved one, and they're in mourning, right? And there's not a lot of things you can say, really. Especially to anyone who hasn't really lost anyone in particular. If you are fortunate enough to have never had to go through losing a loved one, then consoling someone who's mourning is just almost impossible. And I was put in a situation like that not very long ago, where someone told me that they lost an uncle of theirs. And of course, this is a terrible, terrible thing. And they were very, very sad about it. But there was really nothing I could say. I said, "Oh man, that's terrible. Are you doing okay?" And yada yada, and stuff like that. A bunch of filler, a lot of meaningless things. And I knew that I wasn't really being any help at all. And so I slowly stopped talking. Everything kind of went silent. There was a very, very agonizing silence. And then he just said, "All right, well, I gotta get going." Now that is awkward. Very, very, very awkward. But there's nothing wrong with being awkward. It's just, it's a very natural thing. Now, you're no Casanova. You're not Mr. Smooth, Mr. Cool all the time. But you're human. Having an awkward situation is, in a way, part of being alive. I mean, you can always, always sort of better yourself in those kind of situations. That's what I've been trying to do, and I've been doing some real progress, you know. I'm not as awkward as I used to be. And you're not hopeless. That's what I'm trying to say, is you're not completely hopeless. If you keep trying to read the room better, if you practice maybe even talking to yourself in the mirror, is a very, very helpful way to practice. And God knows I do that way too much. But it's very good practice for, you know, actually having a conversation with another human being. I do it a lot, and I think it helps. I really do. Now, worrying about a social thing that's gonna happen might just make it a whole lot worse. Because let's say you're anticipating talking to this person and you really don't want to mess it up for whatever reason. It might be someone that you're interested in, or it might be someone very important to you. Now, worrying about the eventual moment that you're gonna talk to him is not really the best way to handle it. If anything, you've got to tell yourself that it's going to be fine, and you've sort of got to prepare yourself mentally. What do I mean by that? Well, you know, take a couple deep breaths, you know, think about what you're going to say first, and there you go. After that, you can kind of go off of there, improvise a little bit. I mean, that's what conversations are. They adapt. But, you know, sometimes I don't take my own advice, and I still end up in awkward situations. But, hey, what are you gonna do? I guess that's part of my personality, is that, you know, I'm a very awkward person. Now, this is different because, you know, even here, in this podcast, I can be very awkward, and I will be very awkward, and I hope that you brace yourself for that, because that's the kind of host that I am. I know it doesn't make sense for me to be hosting something like this if I'm going to be very awkward, but like I said, talking to myself and just talking in general helps. And I think I'm doing better than the last time we talked about anything. Maybe next time we'll talk about something else. Now, before I end this episode here, I wanted to announce just a little side note. Something really cool that happened recently. I have, me and my family have adopted 2 kittens from our local animal shelter. They're both 2 months old. And I gotta tell you, they bring us a whole lot of joy, really. They've only been with us for a couple days, but I'm really, really hoping that we become their long-term family. I really do. Because if I'm being honest with you, I'm falling in love with them. Not in a weird way. In a sort of, this is the cutest animal I've ever seen kind of way. This is family, you know? But anyway, that's, you know, very off topic. It's just something I wanted to talk about, you know? It's very cool to me. I've never really had a real pet, but I'm trying my best to take the best care, to take care of it to the best of my abilities. But, well, we'll see where it leads. Now, as I'm looking through at, you know, what I've recorded so far for this episode, I noticed that you can hear my family in the background. I've accidentally left my door open a little bit, and you can hear them, you know, sort of screaming in the background. Please disregard that. I'll do my best to keep that from happening again. It was just an honest mistake, and I'm sorry if that, you know, brought you out of this. Really, I do. And thank you for listening, really. So far, I've gotten quite a couple listeners. Most of them me, because for some reason I really need to make sure that I'm doing a good job. But, you know, to the few of you who are actually listening, I want to say thank you. Really, from the bottom of my heart. It really means a lot to me. Seriously. And I want to wish you a very, very wonderful day, evening, noon, afternoon, morning, whatever. Whenever you're listening to this, I guess. Thank you. And be well.